Professions suffered by its predecessors. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching a new series Professions of Pious Predecessors, Rahimahumullahu Ta'ala. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in this series, we'll be covering many different topics and inshallah, you will get to learn a lot. We'll be covering the professions mentioned in the Holy Quran. We'll also learn about the greatest trader. Who is the greatest trader? Watch this program to learn about the greatest trader. We'll also learn about the professions of Khulafa'i Rashideen radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een and the professions of other companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een and also the professions of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah azza wa jal rahimahumullahu ta'ala. Keep watching this series, inshallah, you'll get to learn a lot. Before starting this episode, let's start with the blessing of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, there will be no shade on the Day of Judgment except for the throne of Allah azza wa jal. Three persons will remain beneath the shade of that divine throne. It was humbly asked, O beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who will be those people? The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Number one, the one who relieves the distress of my ummati. Number two, the one who revives my sunnah. And number three, the one who recites salat upon me abundantly. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic is professions mentioned in the Holy Quran. Inshallah, before listening to this episode, let's make some good intentions. Firstly, make the intention, the most important intention, that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And whatever you learn from this episode, inshallah, you'll try to memorize it, you try to learn it, and inshallah, you'll spread it to your friends and family. And whenever you hear Sallu alal Habib, you will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Also, make the intention that you will listen to this episode from the start till the very end. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, starting our episode, the mention of everything can be found in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty states, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and we have sent down this Quran upon you, which is a clear explanation of all things. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, there is nothing except that it has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, if the rope of my camel is lost, I will certainly, he says, I will certainly find it in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. These were our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. And we also heard an ayat from the Holy Quran. In conclusion, what I'm trying to say here is that the Holy Quran contains knowledge of everything, although our intellects may limit how much of it we grasp. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, given the depth of the Holy Quran, it is not surprising that this glorious revelation describes several vocations and occupations. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, the origins of occupations are mentioned in the glorious Quran as well as the names of the tools needed for them. Now, there are some professions, some vocations, some occupations mentioned in the Holy Quran. The first one we're going to talk about is metalwork. The Quran states, "Atuni zubar al-hadid." Translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, bring me sheets of iron. This verse is part of the narrative about Sayyidina Zulqarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of four people to rule over the world. He met a group of people who were being tyrannized by the Ya'juj and Ma'juj people. They requested him to construct a wall to defend them against Ya'juj and Ma'juj. The construction of the wall started, and Sayyidina Zulqarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, bring me sheets of iron. When iron was presented to him, he built the foundations of the wall. When the above mentioned foundations reached a body of water nearby, stones were melted to form copper, and this was utilized as a means of joining together further slabs of iron. Wood was placed between these slabs and the gaps were filled with coal. The slabs of iron and copper were then given flame, fashioning, and then shaped them into a wall which reached the height of a mountain, leaving no space between it and the neighboring mountain. Finally, molten copper was poured over this wall, eventually solidifying into a sturdy body. It is mentioned in another verse of the Holy Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, we made iron soft for him. The blessed hand of Sayyidina Dawood ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would soften metal like kneaded flour without the use of fire or equipment to shape it. Subhanallah. So as we just heard, the profession of metalwork, the vocation of metalwork has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. Another occupation, or we can say vocation, that has been mentioned in the glorious Quran is agriculture. Allah Almighty states, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, so have you considered that which you sow? Is it you who cause crops to grow, or are we the grower? If we will, we can make it like dry, trampled grass, so you would remain saying sorrowfully that we have been ruined in our wealth. Rather, we remain ill-fated. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, pottery is also mentioned in the glorious Quran. It is a statement of Allah Almighty, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman. Therefore, O Haman, after baking the clay bricks, build a tall palace for me. This verse describes an interesting and amazing event. When Sayyidina Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam invited Fir'aun to believe in the oneness of Allah Almighty and to worship Him alone, Fir'aun refused and said to his minister, Haman, O Haman, make me bricks of fire and build me a very high palace so that I may see the Lord of Musa. In fact, Fir'aun was grossly mistaken, thinking that Allah Almighty dwelled in a specific location and has a body that Fir'aun could reach. So he ordered Haman to construct a building. Acting upon this order of Fir'aun, Haman gathered thousands of laborers, made bricks, assembled construction materials, and built the tallest building in the world at that time. Haman is said to be the first brick maker in the world. This occupation did not exist before him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, moving to the next occupation, jewelry making is also mentioned in the glorious Quran. Allah Almighty has said, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and in the absence of Musa, his people molded a calf from their ornaments. When Sayyidina Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam went to Mount Tur to speak with Allah Almighty, after around 30 days, an individual named Samri collected all of the jewelry of the tribes. Samri was a respected community member and a goldsmith. Once all the jewelry was melted down, he cast a calf sculpture which the people began to worship at that time. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are listening to the professions mentioned in the blessed Quran. Another profession mentioned in the glorious Quran is glasswork. Allah Almighty has stated, Sulaiman said, "This is only a smooth courtyard paved with glass." The story behind this ayah is when Queen Bilqis came to Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, she was told to come to the courtyard. The throne of Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was situated in the middle of the courtyard, and his noble presence was seated upon it. The courtyard featured a marvelous glass floor with fish swimming in the water underneath it. When Queen Bilqis saw this, she assumed it to be deep water, and she lifted the clothing covering her ankles to walk across. Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam said to her, "This is not water, rather this is a pleasant courtyard fashioned with glass." Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, even yarn spinning is mentioned in the glorious Quran. It is stated in the glorious Quran, translation of Quran Kanzul Iman, "Do not be like the woman who broke her spun thread into pieces after it had become strong." It is written in Tafsir Khazainul Irfan under this verse, "There was a woman from Makkatul Mukarramah who was very suspicious and she had weak intellect. She would work until noon by spinning yarn and would have her slave girls spin it too. Then at the time of noon, she would tear it into pieces and tell her slave girls to do the same. This was her habit." The meaning of this verse is that do not be foolish like that woman by breaking your promise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the art of operating a boat, this is also mentioned in the glorious Quran. Allah Almighty states, translation of Quran Kanzul Iman, "As for the boat, it belonged to some poor people who were working at the river. So I wish to make it appear defective, and behind them was a king who would capture every fault-free boat by force." The context of this verse is from the occurrences that took place in the account of Sayyidina Khizr and Sayyidina Musa alayhim as-salatu was-salam. One of them was that when both of them were sailing on a boat, Sayyidina Khizr alayhi salatu was-salam removed one or two planks from the boat using an axe in such a way that no water entered the boat. Then, revealing the reality of this action of his, he mentioned the following wisdom behind it: "My purpose of making a hole was not to drown the people on the ship. Rather, the ship belonged to 10 poor brothers. 5 of them were crippled and could not do anything, and the other 5 were fine. And they would work at the sea, and their income depended on it. There was a king ahead who they would have passed on their return journey. He was not aware of the state of the ship owners, and it was his way to forcibly seize sound boats. And if they were defective, he would leave them. Thus, I made the boat defective so it would be saved for these poor people." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, lastly, carpentry is also mentioned in the glorious Quran. Whilst commanding his beloved Prophet Sayyidina Nuh ala nabina wa alihi salatu wa salam to build an ark, Allah Almighty stated, translation of Quran Kanzul Iman, "And build the ark under our observation and by our command." Hence, with the command of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam planted teak trees, which took 20 years to become ready. Then he ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam began to make an ark from these trees, which took 2 years to complete. The length of this ark was 300 yards, its width was 50 yards, and its height was 30 yards. When Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu was salam was making the ark, one of the chiefs from his tribe would pass by him. Then he would mock him and say, "O Nuh ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu was salam, what are you doing?" Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu was salam would reply, "I am making a house which can move on the water." Hearing this, they would laugh, because he, ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu was salam, was making the ark in such a place in the jungle where there was no sign of water for a long distance. And they would also mockingly say, "First you were a prophet and now you are a carpenter." Ma'azallah. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode we covered the different professions, occupations and vocations mentioned in the glorious Quran. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep watching our series. Inshallah, in the next episode we'll learn about the greatest trader of all time. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions suffered by his predecessors.